Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
American Airlines has agreed to a settlement with Cantor Fitzgerald. That's the New York financial firm that had accused American Airlines of failing to prevent the hijacking of Flight 11, which crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center in New York on September 11, 2001. We don't know the details of the settlement, but at one point the suit had sought in the neighborhood of $1 billion. Cantor Fitzgerald lost 658 employees on 9/11. Its headquarters were located on the top two floors of the World Trade Center's North Tower. The company's CEO, Howard Lutnick, lost his own brother in the attacks. Here he is speaking to ABC shortly after 9/11.
I think we're all pulling together with the view that we want to make things happen for them. We need to figure out how to take care of them and give them more. It's going to be a different kind of drive than I've ever had before.
Benjamin Weiser has been covering the lawsuit from Cantor Fitzgerald for the New York Times, and he's with us now. Ben, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Well, this was filed almost 10 years ago. What exactly were the accusations that were being made against American Airlines?
This was a negligence lawsuit. It alleged, like others have as well, that American had been negligent in allowing the hijackers to board the plane that eventually hit the North Tower of the Trade Center and, of course, killed so many people, including so many Cantor Fitzgerald employees. The airline, in defending itself, said that it had done everything that it should as an airline. It said that it denied liability and said that it had no basis to foresee that any such attack would ever have occurred, and that it had adhered to federal aviation security regulations and also those adopted by the carrier.
Well, and American Airlines wasn't handling security. This plane left from Boston Logan Airport. This was, of course, in the pre-9/11 day. So, or I guess it was on 9/11. So it was pre-TSA, which was created after 9/11. But it wouldn't have been American Airlines handling the security at Logan Airport anyway, right?
Well, that's right. But the aviation industry hired security firms at Logan and other airports to handle those checkpoints that existed in that form before 9/11. That's right. In this particular lawsuit, only American was being sued, was being named. But, of course, there have been a large number of such lawsuits by companies, by families of about 90 to 100 individuals who lost their lives in 9/11 and decided to sue. And they essentially sued the aviation industry. That included the airlines, the security companies, and other defendants.
Because, of course, two of the airlines were from American, two of them were from United as well. And Cantor Fitzgerald was not seeking damages for the loss of life that happened. This was for business interruption.
It was a very interesting question. Cantor sued, that's right, alleging property losses, but most importantly, business interruption losses. Its lawyer said that their profits had essentially ended when the tower went down. One of their experts said that their business was based on their exceptionally talented and liberally compensated brokers, as this expert put it, whose deaths severely impacted the dominance enjoyed by the firm. But a judge ruled that ultimately they could only sue for the business losses, not for the profits that might have been generated by their employees. And thus Cantor had to adjust its demands. Originally it was seeking close to $1.1 billion. I believe now it's seeking somewhere in the neighborhood of $400 to $500 million. We'll find out sometime what that settlement is. It will be revealed, and we'll see where it ended up.
Is there a precedent for this type of lawsuit against an airline that gets involved in a crash or that in this case has a hijacker?
Very few of these cases go to trial. In the 9/11 context, there have been many such suits. As I mentioned, Congress created a fund for families and victims, and thousands of them availed themselves of that fund and could avoid litigation. Roughly 90 families decided to sue. All of those cases were settled. And with this case settling, there won't be a test, so to speak, of the claim of negligence. Obviously, a settlement means no one admits any fault. And therefore, with the case not going to trial, assuming that's what happens, we'll never sort of get to know whether this question of airline culpability, was real or not, and what a jury might have thought.
Another businessman who lost a lot in 9/11 would be Larry Silverstein, the real estate developer who had leased the skyscrapers about 2 months before they were destroyed. And he could not, a judge said, seek additional money from American Airlines' parent company or United because he was already collecting billions of dollars from insurers. And the judge said, which, by the way, is the same judge that's overseeing this case, said he couldn't collect twice under New York law.
Judge Hellerstein, that's correct, dismissed the claim by World Trade Center Properties on grounds that their insurance companies had exceeded their losses. But that is under appeal. So we'll have to see where that goes.
And Cantor Fitzgerald also sued Saudi Arabia back in 2004, contending that the government there helped finance al-Qaeda. What's going on with that suit?
That's a good question. Howard Lutnick actually spoke about that about 10 years ago when he sued. And you know, he said we wanted to hold people accountable. And in this suit, he and other plaintiffs as well, many of the victims, many of his former employees, different groups of plaintiffs sued a variety of defendants, including members of the Saudi royal family, charities, individuals allegedly associated with terrorism, all for what the suit alleged was support, material support, primarily through financial support of terrorists. The Saudi family's members, I believe, have been dismissed from that case, but there still are charities and individuals pending as defendants. That case has gone on for more than a decade as well, and it's unclear where that will go.
Ben, just put this in the context of all of the litigation that's going on when it comes to 9/11 still, and here we are 12 years after the attack. How much is there left to be litigated?
Well, we're just about at the end now. The Silverstein appeal, of course, is pending. In theory, that could be sent back to the lower court. The Cantor case will be presumably settled sometime formally in the next month or so. I think that has brought to an end most of the aviation suits, the suits against the American aviation industry, the security companies, et cetera. There still, of course, is this pending lawsuit against the foreign defendants. It's unclear where that will go. But I think now, more than a decade after those attacks, these suits may be coming finally to an end. And again, all through settlement at this point.
Benjamin Weiser of the New York Times reporting on a settlement that has been agreed to between American Airlines and the firm Cantor Fitzgerald, which lost 658 employees who were working in the top two floors of the World Trade Center's North Tower on 9/11. Ben, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.